This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 392, How to Be More Ambitious About Your English Vocabulary.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 10 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
How do you describe someone who is ambitious? Don't just use one word, use four. We'll show you how today.
If you are still speaking textbook English and using strange classroom words, then you need the 100 most common phrases in English. Go to allearsenglish.com/100 to download this ebook. You'll learn the 100 most common phrases and how to use them in conversations. Go to allearsenglish.com/100.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hey, Michelle. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks. Happy to be here recording.
Me too. Are you still at the beach?
I am. I'm just always at the beach these days.
That's awesome. Do you have a suntan?
I'm just a beach bum. Yeah, I definitely have a tan this summer. Yeah, people have remarked.
Do you? That's cool. Yeah, no, I'm kind of getting like one of those weird tans, like, you know, farmer's tan.
Oh, farmer's tan, of course. What's that? Let's explain that for our listeners. I guess they can probably guess what that is, but just in case.
A farmer's tan is basically when you have the whole outline of your clothes and your body, basically, with a tan. Like, if you ever see somebody wear a sleeveless shirt and then they have a tan line, like, right where the short sleeve shirt would be.
That's
a farmer's tan.
Yeah, I used to play a lot of tennis in school throughout high school, college, even when I was a teenager. And I used to get the worst farmer's tans because of being on the tennis court all day.
I have right now, every summer, because I wear Birkenstocks all summer, the tan line of the Birkenstock is on my foot. Like, and it will probably be there until next summer.
I think that's kind of cool. It just means you get outside a lot. It's good.
Yeah. I never think to put lotion on my feet, but some people like really, really care about being tan. I'm naturally pale. So I'm not like, I don't know. I don't know if we could use ambition. I'm not ambitious about getting a tan.
I'm not too ambitious either, honestly. But I mean, I guess it's fine. It looks good. And in our culture, you know, beauty is, you know, tan is considered beautiful, but maybe in a few years it won't. Like, that tends to swing back and forth, doesn't
it? Right. Yeah. So we talked about being ambitious in kind of a funny way, ambitious about getting a tan. Right?
Yeah.
But I actually think you came in with this these two great personality traits, and we've been talking about personality, right?
Yeah, we did. We want to show you guys in these episodes this summer and fall about how to go deeper when you explain someone's personality. Yeah. So back in episode 385, we talked about how to describe someone who is introverted or extroverted. So you can go back to allearsenglish.com and type in 385. And then we also did an episode, Michelle, on mean. How to describe someone who is mean. And I don't remember that number, but you can come back and type mean into the search bar at allearsenglish.com and you'll get it.
Yes. So we wanted to do a couple more for you guys today. So here we have ambitious and not ambitious.
Right. So the first term is going to be ambitious, right? We're going to give our listeners a few different ways to talk about someone who is ambitious.
Right. Exactly. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Yeah. So I really like this one. It's driven, right?
Mm-hmm.
The person is driven. Something is driving them.
Right. Yeah. Like a car, literally.
Literally.
Well, not literally.
They have an engine. And the engine's driving them and pushing them forward.
Right. Exactly. So, gosh, I mean, when I think of ambition, I think that your name comes up in the dictionary, actually.
Oh, geez. Thanks, Michelle.
You're extremely ambitious. It's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah. I want to, you know, achieve in life and contribute something to the world. And I think we are here with this podcast, you know?
Yeah.
And
I hope so. I hope. Yeah. So, another one is motivated.
Motivated. Motivated. Do you have a hard time getting motivated to wash the dishes in the evening?
Yes, I definitely do. That's why I have a pile in my sink right now.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm going to do that after we finish recording today.
And here's another good question. How do you motivate your students in your class, Michelle? What do you do to keep them motivated?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I mean, I try and keep things light and fun. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, sometimes we get bogged down in like the stress of the textbook.
Good one. Bogged down. Yeah. So you have to follow the textbook in class and that does get kind of heavy, right?
Right. So I try and mix it up a little bit with games here and there. And, you know, just really, I like to get to know my students. So, I hope that kind of motivates them, like the student teacher, you know, real friendship, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Or at least some kind of rapport. I mean, they have to enjoy being around you in class.
Absolutely.
You know?
So yeah. that's my go-tos.
Cool.
another one is, goal oriented.
Yeah. Someone who has goal. I have one friend who's an executive coach and actually she's super goal oriented. Like every year she does a really good job of sitting down and writing out her 3-month goals, 6-month goals. She has spreadsheets.
Oh my gosh.
Even for her dating life, she has spreadsheets. It's incredible.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would love to see one of those spreadsheets. That's kind of cool. I wonder what that would look like.
It's really interesting. I think the goal is to get to know herself a bit more, to see what, you know, what she liked in someone else. So she keeps a spreadsheet of everyone she goes on a date with.
I love that.
The reason is because she's super goal oriented. Like she knows what she wants in a partner and she's going after it.
Right. Wow. Well, good for her. That's awesome.
But it's really interesting. I've never known anyone who has a spreadsheet for dating.
She should write a book about that.
She should.
So another one we have here is we have hardworking.
Yeah, hardworking. And I think that no matter how goal-oriented you are, no matter how much of a dreamer or a visionary you are, you just need to work hard. You know, I think it's unfair because in American culture here and around the world, we see examples of these successful people, but we never see what went into it. And it's always years and years and years and years of hard work.
Right. Exactly. So you have to put in the work.
Yeah. And you have to be determined, Michelle, which is our next word, right?
Right. Exactly. You have to be determined. You're not going to give up.
Yeah. To be determined. And a few weeks ago, we talked about Chris McCandless. I loved that episode.
Yeah.
Right. Because we both said that episode really touched us. And I think he was very determined. He stuck to his guns, right? Which is what we said. And that's another way of saying to be determined, to keep following and moving towards your goal.
Exactly. So those are the ones that are, you know, talking about being ambitious. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other side, right?
Yeah, but should we jump into a little conversation?
Okay,
first?
So let's first do the ambitious role play.
Let's
talk a little bit using these words, okay?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay.
Okay.
Are you going for a target score of a 7 on your IELTS speaking test? Meet with Lindsay and Jessica live for an awesome IELTS webinar where you'll learn one hot new speaking strategy to boost your speaking score. It's on Wednesday, September 23rd at 5 p.m. Boston, New York time. You can register now because the spots will fill up quickly, guys. So go right now to allearsenglish.com/NEW.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So, right. Michelle, are either of your parents very driven in their careers?
Yeah, definitely. My parents both have successful careers and they've both worked really hard. They're both really, really, really hardworking. Mm. And they are definitely goal oriented and that they have always wanted to do, you know, the best things for the family and, you know, improve at work and continue to, you know, get higher in the workplace, get higher in the, whatever you would say, promotions, things like that, mm-hmm. and to do well. And so they are definitely both goal oriented and very hardworking. What about you? I mean, is there anyone goal oriented in your family?
Yeah. I mean, my dad is very motivated and driven because he's an entrepreneur. Uh-huh. So he has built a business and optometry practice. Oh. So he's built that up over the last 30 years. And, you know, he's just worked very, very hard, but he's been very determined. Mm. And soon he's going to sell the business, which will be really good for him. He can retire and just learn to play golf or something. I don't know.
That sounds awesome.
I know. That sounds good. He really deserves it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So there, Michelle, which phrases did we use?
Okay, so we used goal-oriented.
Mm-hmm. We used driven, right?
Driven. We used, goal-oriented, driven. Where else did we?
We used determined.
Determined.
Too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely determined.
Yeah, so you said that your parents are, do your parents work in the corporate world? Is that what they do mostly? Or?
My mom works for the government. My dad used to work in the government, and now he works in a company.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that can be great too, because you get a nice community of colleagues and coworkers and there are people around you. And that's, you know, there's a real system built up around that. So that's right. Great. Cool.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So let's go to the other side.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
The dark side, right?
The dark side.
So these are words to talk about people who are not ambitious.
Right. Right. And I would say lazy. Hey, we got to be honest here. Sometimes I feel bad calling people lazy, but you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not always true though that someone who's not ambitious is lazy. Maybe they're just a bit more laid back.
Ah. Yeah. I think so too. Yeah. I mean, definitely lazy can be a reason that why you don't achieve your goals, right? Laziness.
Right. Exactly. But it's not always, you know, not everyone wants to build a big company. I have a good friend of mine. Her name is Anna and she works in a public school, but you know, her ambition, her goal in life is really literally just to enjoy it. I mean, it's really pretty simple. So she spends a lot of time with her family. She's got a huge family. She travels every chance she gets. She lives in a very small cabin in New Hampshire, very few possessions.
Wow.
But so she's not like super ambitious, but I wouldn't say she's lazy. I would say that she's
that's interesting.
She has different values and she's just more laid back. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So, I mean, there's another one that kind of means like lazy, but this is also like definitely negative, right?
Yeah.
It's to call someone a slacker.
Right. We used to use this a lot back in my school days. I used to always hear this when I was a kid.
Yeah. You're a slacker or you're slacking off. Like, you're not working hard.
Yeah, you're slacking off. That's a phrasal verb. That's exactly right. We used to say that to slack off is, or maybe, you know, you have a team of four and one person is slacking off and you have to confront the team member.
Yeah. That's so awkward, right?
That's awkward. That's super awkward. So we've said lazy. We can, you know, if we want to describe someone who's not ambitious, sometimes, not always, but sometimes it's lazy or a slacker or laid back. In the case of my friend Anna, you know, she's just laid back. She's just relaxed. Okay.
Yeah. That's cool.
That is pretty cool. Yeah. And then what else? So we have a couple of others.
Okay. So let's go. We have the word passive. What is that?
Yeah. I just think just a way of approaching life as being kind of, well, it's kind of the opposite of active, right, Michelle?
Right.
You know, active is kind of just going out and getting what you want, whereas passive is just letting things come to you or not come to you.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we have the word lost.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this is another one that could mean not ambitious. There's the famous bumper sticker that I love that says, not all who wander are lost, right? Not all who travel are lost or confused, right? It's just that wandering can be a form of education in itself.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. Some people are just not exactly sure what they're doing. And so maybe they would be ambitious if they knew exactly what they wanted, you know?
Mm, and that's where I think it gets important to work with a coach, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true.
It's amazing. I mean, if we are just a bit intentional, it's like my friend that I mentioned before who has the spreadsheet for her dating life. I'm sure that pretty soon she's going to meet someone special because she's very driven, ambitious, and intentional about the thing that she wants in her life.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I can definitely appreciate that. I just think that that's so unique and I like the way she's going at it.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So let's jump into a conversation.
Okay, cool. So, Lindsay, do you think that someone who was lazy in high school and gets bad grades can get into a good college?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are special cases, right? You know, I think that sometimes, even if someone looks like a slacker in high school, it might be because they're not being challenged enough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's something that happened to my brother. He's an electrical engineer now, so he's very smart, right? He's like, he's an engineer. He's a professional. He has a master's degree. But what was happening to him in high school is he looked like a slacker. He looked lazy because he was bringing home D's.
Oh, wow.
But he wasn't being challenged. I think it was too easy for him, so he wouldn't study. He wouldn't engage with the material.
Yeah.
And then I think my dad threatened him and said, hey, you have to do better. So then he did, and he got into college and did a graduate program and now works for a startup as an engineer and, you know, makes a good amount of money. But like he, at some point, he was just really not performing. He appeared to be not so ambitious, but that wasn't the case. He just wasn't being challenged. Do you know anyone like that?
Yeah. I mean, well, so he was just acting passive, not preparing or anything. It just seemed too easy.
Yeah, I think that's what was happening.
Yeah,
wasn't engaging
very interesting.
His mind. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't, do I know anybody like that? Not that I can think of right now, but I mean, I definitely think that sometimes people actually aren't being challenged enough, just like you said. And so you really never know.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like with the school systems, you know, it depends on the town you live in here in the U.S.
Right.
I mean, some of them are really good. Our school system was just okay. You know, our high school was just okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could go to a private high school, but it's very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just too much if you're going to go and spend another $100,000 on college, right?
Right. Right.
After that.
Oh, yeah.
It's just crazy.
You can go broke that way, right?
Of course, yeah. Or just be in debt your whole life. But that's another topic for another day, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so these are some really good words. So let's go over them one more time real quick.
Yeah.
So we have for ambitious, what do we have?
Driven. And then we have motivated, goal-oriented, hardworking, and determined. Those are all beautiful words.
They are beautiful. Okay, and the negative, not ambitious words we have.
Yeah, we had lazy or a slacker. Then we had someone who is passive, someone who's laid back, and in some cases, someone who might be lost.
Lost, just a little lost, right?
Oh. All right, cool.
Awesome, Lindsay. Thank you so much. And guys, we hope that you really enjoy using these words. And, you know, it just gives you a little bit more vocabulary to make your English more exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, go out and just take one of these words. You don't have to use all of them. Just take one out of the 8 words that you learned today and make it a goal of yours for the next week to implement it into your conversation. And you can get started by coming back to our blog, allearsenglish.com, type in 392 in the search bar and write us a sample sentence and we'll write back to you and support you on the blog. But get out there and try practicing it with your tutor, for example, on iTalki or just out in the world when you speak English. So yeah.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, good luck. And thank you so much, Lindsay. These are awesome.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you're taking your IELTS exam this fall, get our free IELTS checklist, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.